Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Ian Compel reporting. The National Mediation Board, NMB, representation election continues through June 29th. The excitement generated by this election may be seen and heard from flight attendants at United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia. Your voting instructions should have already arrived. If you haven't yet received your voting instructions, please go to our website to start the process of obtaining your duplicate voting instruction request. Voting may be accomplished by using either a personal computer or telephone. When using the telephone option to vote, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union. Before you confirm your vote, for clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. Remember that when we make the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, our representation in this election, and we do so with a commanding vote for AFA, we send a powerful message out that flight attendants are serious about working together to make real improvements in their lives. Don't wait. Make sure that your vote counts. Vote today. Vote AFA. If you haven't already done so, please view our most recent video, Praise You, on our website. This video series is a celebration of our careers and the passion we share for our unique profession. For more than 60 years, AFA has represented flight attendants on the job on Capitol Hill before federal agencies and the negotiating table. With AFA, you are guaranteed that your voice will be heard at every level of the union, and your interests will be represented with your employer and with government officials. AFA engages its members in the advocacy process, bringing flight attendants to Washington to speak directly with the members of Congress. When it comes to our profession, flight attendants are the experts, and agencies and legislators seek out our opinion and our input. AFA experts in the government affairs and legal departments also provide written and in-person testimony on issues important to us. Important AFA-sponsored legislation and rulemaking have included duty day and crew rest protections, minimum staffing on aircraft, no height, age, or gender restrictions, women's rights to purser positions, partner benefits, improved cabin safety, including floor level exits and less flammability of aircraft, improved cabin air quality, including a ban on smoking, whistleblower protection, equal access to family and medical leave. As a result of our work together through our flight attendant union, we have achieved important improvements in our workplaces and for our careers, benefiting every flight attendant, no matter what airline. AFA is a strong voice for our profession. The second in the series of four mandatory e-learning modules titled FAOM Revision Number 7 Summary and Assessment covers standard operating procedures and emergency equipment information contained in FAOM Revision Number 7, dated July 1st, 2011. United is requiring completion of the FAA-mandated e-learning module by 23:59 local domicile time, June 30th, 2011. To be compliant and maintain flying qualifications, this e-learning is accessible from the United Learning Network. Read and insert revision number 7 and the July 1st, 2011 announcement booklet into the Flight Attendant Operations Manual, FAOM. Complete the e-learning module titled FAOM Revision Number 7 Summary and Assessment, accessible from the United Learning Network. Catalog code FAO2011-07 by 23:59 local domicile time on June 30th, 2011. Flight attendants who would like to be able to trade trips in July must complete these tasks before July line of flying awards are posted on June 18th. June Reserve flight attendants should make sure that they have completed all of these tasks at least 48 hours prior to the first reserve day in the reserve block that includes the June 30th deadline, to avoid being shown as unavailable due to lack of qualification. Last week's negotiation session was again focused on the priorities of United flight attendants as it relates to reserve. Much of this session was dedicated to discussions on increased schedule flexibility and preferencing assignments for reserves. This includes the ability to preference co-terminals, earliest check-ins, international, domestic, trip lengths, etc. For more in-depth weekly negotiations update, refer to our website or contact your local council to join the FAN, the FANN, Flight Attendant Negotiations Network. We will be back at the negotiating table the week of June 13th and look forward to receiving management counterproposals. We remain committed to concluding an agreement on the terms you have identified as being important. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.